time now for a theater review. Our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick, joins me in the studio. Hey, Judy, how you doing?
Fine, Tom.
So we're going to talk about Love Letters, which is at the Hippodrome Theater. It stars a couple of star-crossed lovers from the 1970s, Ally McGraw and Ryan O'Neill. So they're together again. This one we should make sure folks understand. It says Love Letters, not Love Story, right?
Yes. And frankly, Ally McGraw and Ryan O'Neill would be a little long in the tooth for a revival of Love Story. But Love Letters is a two-person play by A.R. Gurney, and it's kind of ageless in terms of casting. It uses letters to follow two people. Both of them are well-to-do WASPs from the second grade on through adulthood. She hates writing letters. He loves it.
I love to write. I love writing my parents because then I become the ideal son. I love writing essays for English because then I am, well, for a short while, a true scholar. I love writing letters to the newspaper, notes to my friends, Christmas cards, anything where I have to write down words. I love writing you, you most of all. I always have.
All right, that's Ryan O'Neill in the play Love Letters. It's at the Hippodrome. So now let me make sure I understand. This is not just a traditional play. It's told entirely through the letters. They are literally reading their letters to each other the whole time, right?
Absolutely. It's so non-traditional that even the playwright A.R. Gurney calls it, quote, sort of a play. And the fact that it was written to be read aloud, just as you say, makes it a very unusual piece. And not only that, it's read aloud by two people sitting at a table side by side. They face straight forward. They do not face each other. The characters don't interact. And they read these letters that their characters have written to each other. And because this show, because this format requires very little rehearsal time, tons of stars have done it, sometimes for just one night or for a fundraiser. But now it's touring with just this one pair of actors, Ally McGraw and Ryan O'Neill.
And I've actually seen folks do it in their living rooms. I've gone to some love letter parties where actors have done it. It can be fun. On the other hand, just two people sitting at a table reading, I mean, it doesn't automatically make instant drama. Ryan O'Neill, Ally McGraw, they had this amazing chemistry back in the 70s and 1970 in Love Story. Do they still have that chemistry? Can you sense it, even though they're just sitting there reading letters to each other?
Well, there's definitely a sense of tenderness between them. There's no question about that. But I have to say, Tom, this is not the most dramatic version I've seen of this play. It's only 90 minutes long, but this production moves very slowly. And I have seen lots of productions of Love Letters, not any in anyone's living room, but in theaters. But getting back to this production, I mean, Ryan O'Neill's character is supposed to be very stuffy. But even so, Ryan O'Neill does not come across very animated. He doesn't register much of a change in emotion or expression, and he reads too fast. They've been doing this show since the fall, but on opening night at the Hippodrome, he even stepped on one of Ally McGraw's lines. Ally McGraw plays a rebellious rich girl, and she does bring some spirit to this role.
How about the Harvard game, November 16th?
Do you plan to grow up at the Harvard game?
Give me a chance. I might surprise you.
Okay, let's give it a try. You should know that I'm even richer now than I was when you said I was rich, thanks to poor Granny. I plan to drive up to the front gate of Calhoun College in my new red Chrysler convertible and sit there stark naked, honking my horn, drinking champagne, and flashing all the freshmen.
That's Ally McGraw and Ryan O'Neill in the touring production of Love Letters. So now, Judy, I know you are a big fan yourself of letter writing. Are you a fan of this production of Love Letters?
Well, I am a fan of the play. I like the way the play is stripped down to its essentials. It even has some Thornton Wilder elements, which you know I like. I am less a fan of this particular production. You know, Tom, the excitement you feel when you get a letter, whether it's a letter back when you were in camp or even now when you get a letter from an old friend? Well, for me, this production lacks that excitement. I would almost say it doesn't push the envelope.
But you won't say that, because that would be tacky, you know, wouldn't it? Okay, well, Judy Russick, thanks so much. Always good to see you. Appreciate it.
Good to be here.
Love Letters is at the Hippodrome Theater. It's there through Sunday. We've got information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. You're listening to Maryland Morning on 88.1 WYPR. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're here. Stay with us. It's time now for a Baltimore story with our good friend Gil Sandler.